And now a man who's used to positive gains. Pound here, a couple pounds there. Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Game day Friday. It don't happen often. Usually the preseason. Yeah. It does in the preseason. I remember some Fridays sliding in there. A lot of Thursdays.
It used to always be Saturday when I was a kid. Every preseason game was Saturday night, seemingly.
Yeah.
And they've
yeah.
really spread that out as... You know, college football's kind of done the same thing. There's games all the time. Yeah.
So now they decide to go take a look at a Friday. Friday in Atlanta. What? No traffic there. Hopefully the Chiefs are headed for the Dome now because they'll need to if they're going to do any kind of warm-up for it with the traffic in Atlanta.
As our friend Sam Mellinger noted, he took a picture. There's a sign already up at that whatever the place is called. Is it Mercedes-Benz? I don't know who runs that thing. This ain't Kansas no mo.
Sick burn, Atlanta. We've never heard that one.
Yeah, we're not even in Kansas, by the way. As he says, geographically ignorant burns from 1930s movies are so savage. There's the picture.
I like it.
Actually, originally tweeted out by Danny Welniak. We ain't in Kansas no mo.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, neither were the Chiefs, and they never were.
No.
For the time being.
Yeah,
someday.
Exactly. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Curtis Siebold, authoring the Sports Centers. Fast Talking Rob, running the operation live from the Rally House Studios. And we'll talk some Chiefs football. What do you want to see tonight from the Kansas City Chiefs? We've got a list of things. Now, there's some of the obvious ones, like, oh, I don't know, play defense. Well, but maybe a little more specific than that. You can grab a phone line right now at 913-3810-810 if you are so inclined. We will talk some football later on in the program with Adam Teicher. We'll get his rundown of what's happening with the Kansas City Chiefs in Atlanta. Chiefs insider Adam Teicher with us here in the program from the ESPN. Two-minute drill at noon. Bill Bender from Sporting News. Their college football writer, national writer, has written a piece about how Ohio State's recruiting is not hurting right now. Now, will that change if Urban Meyer's out? We'll talk about that and then just college football in general as we're all giddy and excited for the season. And then, of course, we wrap things up a little Stump the Chumps. We'll need to know in the 1 o'clock hour. You can grab a phone line right now if you want to weigh in on the Kansas City Chiefs, 913-3810-810. Talk about Tom Brady. Boy, it looks like Father Time finally caught up to him.
About time. Scrub.
Eagles seem to be now a quarterback factory. Oh, we saw that as Nate Sudfeld.
Wow.
Sudfeld. You know, if you're ever like, here's a name of excellence, it was Sudfeld.
You know, it's hard to get a lot of Sudfeld. You have to have a, you know, you can only get a couple of boxes per visit.
I've had some suds and Feld, but I think that's different.
Feld down.
And Alex Smith played a little bit for the Washington Redskins last night on the Monday Night Crew and was, I don't know, I'd say Alex Smith in, but, you know, 48 yards on 6 attempts. That's 8 yards per attempt, you know.
It's above his career average.
It is.
But, yeah.
But the Redskins don't get in the end zone.
No.
So we'll discuss
that.
Which
is not above his career average.
Which is not above his career average. What would you like to see tonight from your Kansas City Chiefs? And I think a number of different things. Listen, I'll state again what we talked about after the first preseason game, that I am looking for, at some point, a Russell Wilson-like moment from Patrick Mahomes. You know, I would like to see him come out and dominate the game and just somewhere in this preseason show us that wow moment of look at the throws, look at the plays. He's got the weapons. And it doesn't mean that Patrick Mahomes can't do it if we don't see it in the preseason. I just would want to see it. Like, what do you want to see? This is not what do we have to see from the Kansas City Chiefs. It's what we want to see. And what I want to see is a play by Patrick Mahomes that makes you go, and not even a play, a series, more than just one play, where you go, wow, that's next level stuff. You know, just make us all feel good.
Yeah.
We talked about third game is really the big game for it. But, you know, you watched Tom Brady last night. You saw those moments like, boy, look at this offense. It is humming. It is running. It is going. And now I want to see that moment at some point from these Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see some Sammy Watkins, right?
Yeah.
I definitely want to see him go out and make some plays. They didn't target him. That's not that he couldn't have. I just want to see it. Just want to see it. Just want to see what the deal is and see if Sammy Watkins will, you know, light it up. Let's go see it. Let's see a go pattern out of Watkins and nice big rainbow throw from Patrick Mahomes dropping it in. The wheels of Watkins, the arm of Patrick Mahomes coming together, giving us the excitement. You know, I was on in Nashville today. You know, I had really kind of forgotten because we're so excited about Patrick Mahomes. I had forgotten the playoff game. I really had. I'd put it behind me because I'm so giddy about the future, the potential future. And I think future because I think Patrick Mahomes. I'm on record. Cutler to Aaron Rodgers. Somewhere in there is where Patrick Mahomes is going to fall. But I'm so giddy about the future that I'd forgotten about the playoff game. They start talking to me about the second half. Tyreek Hill had drops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it was. And I was like, oh, I don't need this conversation right now. And it brought back the memories and the frustration of that playoff game. I don't want to go down that road. But I want to keep living in the excitement moment from the Kansas City Chiefs, right? So let's you know, we all, okay, Mulligan, not the best preseason game that we've ever seen. Now let's just have some moments. You don't even have to win. Just come out and look good. But Watkins, I want to see make something happen. I'm hoping to see that Russell Wilson moment out of Patrick Mahomes. I'd like to see a sack from the defense.
Something.
You know, I mean, let's see some pressure provided by this defense to really encourage us. I've mentioned, I get it. You know, I really thought it was time to make a change at the defensive coordinator at the end of last year. Didn't happen. So then you try to say, okay, these are intelligent people. Why didn't they do it? And then one of the major reasons is four times in 5 years as the DC, he had a top 10 points allowed defense. Bob Sutton is not a fool, right? He knows what he can do. And so let's see it. Just give us a glimpse. Just somebody make a big athletic play. But I think in particular, I want to see a sack. I want to see them get to the quarterback. I get everything's vanilla'd up. And so, listen, if Atlanta gets no points and never moves the ball and there's no sacks, great, that's super. I'll take any kind of great defensive showing. But I do. At some point, they're going to have to get to the quarterback, and let's start right now. Works for me.
Yeah, someone make a play. Someone beat a guy. And I also kind of want to see, there was such a division of who played when in the game one, because I mean, you really can't tell. Well, who do they think is first? When you play a quarter, it's basically two drives. Who plays the latter parts of that first half? When they get in the second quarter and the first unit is in, where are they on the outside? How much is Speaks playing? How much is Passanio playing? Where are they lining these guys up? I want to see a lot of the formation of what they think this defense is going to look like personnel-wise tonight, because I think you'll get a much better indication of that than you did last week. And then, based on who's in, someone make some plays there, whether it's up front or whether it's in the back end. I want to see somebody make some plays, because there were no plays made, really no plays made against Houston.
Yeah.
By the first or second unit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of different things that they could really inspire the fan base mm-hmm. in a year, in an offseason where they are already inspired. Let's just keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
Let's just keep the good times rolling.
And on offense, just some aggression. And again, it's, you know, it's kind of that chicken or the egg. Well, we didn't really get going because we didn't get first downs. Sometimes you need to get first downs to get going. Both. I want to see them get some first downs and then off that, see how aggressive they are. We really don't know whether Patrick Mahomes wanted to be aggressive last week because he didn't get really much of an opportunity to. He was only in there for seven throws, and he had guys in his face a lot of the time. Pass protect better, and off of that, see some plays downfield. Go for something. We've seen a lot of it in practice. I want to see some of it in the game to see it against another team. So aggressiveness on offense and how he handles it if they don't pass protect particularly well. He mentioned, I think he was being a good teammate, as we talked about on Tuesday, that he stepped up into somebody else's guy. He didn't blame the line for the sack. That's a veteran move by a young quarterback. But I want to see him make plays with the rush as well. So there's a couple of things, general themes that I want to see in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Defensively for me, force a turnover. Now, this is connected. I agree with you guys. The pass rush needs to be better, and I think the two go hand in hand. If you can actually create a pass rush, I think you're far more likely to create a turnover. But Bob Sutton's defenses have always been bend but don't break. A lot of that's forcing field goals and getting turnovers. Wouldn't hate to see a little bit of that against the Falcons.
Yeah.
Plus, Matt Ryan has a little bit of a propensity to throw to the wrong team already. So let's see that. That'd be fun. Offensively, just I'd like to see Patrick Mahomes throw a touchdown pass. Score is the low bar to clear first. First team needs to score. But let's see him hit someone in the end zone just to get people a little add to the excitement level and kind of squelch any fears people have.
Yeah, and maybe that's my mind's a bigger, like the whole Russell Wilson moment, mm-hmm. but yeah, touchdown would be part of that. I agree. And just, I'm with you. So we don't begin to start getting the, well, maybe he's not the right guy. Maybe they made a mistake. I mean, he, as much as anyone, needs the Alex Smith discussion to go away and the town to continue to be Patrick Mahomes' town.
If he leads an 80-yard scoring drive that ends in a 5-yard Kareem Hunt run, that's great. I'd rather him lead an 80-yard scoring drive that ends in him hitting Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins for a 27-yard touchdown strike, because that's some of the things they weren't doing, those intermediate touchdowns. They were scoring from inside the 10 and outside the 50 over the years, but that middle part touchdown pass, that's where a lot of the top quarterbacks make their bread, is throwing those touchdown passes. We just haven't seen that yet. I want to see that.
913-3810-810. What do you want to see tonight from your Kansas City Chiefs? We'll get one in here before we break. Let's talk to Craig. You're in the program, Craig. What's going on, bud?
Well, hey, first-time caller here. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I'd like to see two things tonight. I'd like to see the offensive line grow a pair and give Mahomes some time. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see him follow through on this bravado to stop the run.
That one, now listen, I'll say that, you know, there's great work done at The Athletic, if you look on the film breakdown, where they broke down and said the offensive line is getting a bad rap here. They did not play poorly. That you want to throw the tight ends in with it. There's one where Mahomes is pressured, where they really put it on the tight ends, at the tight ends. Demetrius Harris thought he was going to get a chip, didn't get the chip. And they came in and got pressure there. If you want to include the tight ends with the offensive line, yes. But that the five offensive linemen were not horrible, okay? And we're okay. So I just offer that, especially when you use the term grow a pair, which I would think would somewhat be almost saying that they had a cowardly performance up till now or in years past, which I think would be excessive and unfair. So I disagree with that. But do we want to see the offensive line play well? Yeah. But I think your point about, hey, you've been talking about, and that's where I've said about Brett Veach, who I'm a fan of the talents of Brett Veach and his talent evaluation. I think he has ability, but we want to see him go out and we want to see his players go out and have success. So with Brett Veach, he talked about a toughness. Let's see that toughness. And I think most people equate the toughness to the run, Craig, so I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, well, I guess it. I wasn't accusing him of cowardly play, but on the other hand, they seem to have a reputation of more finesse.
Yes.
Let's get these guys out of the way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all.
No, and I hear you. And Craig, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810, the phone number. I do think the run, you know, I asked Andy Reid when we were over at the 139th Airlift with the Air Force guys and the reserves, by the way. Love those guys. Great.
For sure.
Great day we had over there. And so thanks again to the folks for having us over there. I know Kevin's going to be up there later on, I think in a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, I think it's next week. He's going to be up there next week with the air show that's coming a week from Saturday and Sunday. So make plans, free to the public, by the way, the air show, and the Blue Angels are going to be there. But when we were up there, one of the things I talked about with Andy Reid when he was on is I mentioned, hey, when does toughness – When do you start? Is that something that you start right now, or is that a switch that you flip before the regular season? And he was very presidential in his answer, right? Some would say coach speak or avoiding. But he basically said, listen, we practice tough all the time. And I do think they do. He said we tackle all the way to the ground. And, you know, from that standpoint, okay, I think that there is a physicality to their practice. He's right. But building a toughness, is that, you know, really what they are all about? And I think that starts with, you know, most people equate stopping the run to being a tough defense. And I think that's absolutely something everybody wants to see. Let's see a ball carrier blown up in the backfield. 913-3810-810. We will take your phone calls talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs, Royal Sporting, KUK State, Missouri, always a topic here in the program. 913-3810-810. You're in the program live from the Rally House Studios.